Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ask Pat, episode 1073. Appreciate you for being here. If you don't know what this is a coaching call that you're about to listen to between myself and today's guest, Kara, who has a running website. She helps people and inspires people to get up off the couch and start running and not run just like to the end of the block, but sometimes run their first 5Ks, 10Ks, 15Ks, half marathons, full marathons, and she's even running ultra marathons as well. You can find her at This Run Life on Instagram and on her website, thisrunlife.com. And today we're talking about how to get her audience. She has a pretty large audience, but she's having a hard time getting them to convert to the next space, which is like actually interacting with her material and her, her courses and her offerings, and how, you know, this is a very common thing for us to spend all this time providing so much value and inspiring people and educating people, building our audience, but then having this audience and then what? Like, how do we move them? That's what we're going to talk about today. So make sure you sit back, relax, and listen through, because this is going to be a great one. Now, before that, I do want to mention that, by the way, if you haven't yet started your podcast, now might be a good time to do it. Did you know that there are still under 1 million total podcasts? Compare that to 500 million active YouTube channels and over 500 million active blogs, less than 1 million podcasts. It's still early in the days of podcasting. And guess what? You're listening to one right now, and we're building a relationship right now. It's just so fun to provide content in this way from the comfort of my own home without the worry of video and lighting and makeup or any of that stuff. So if you want to get started with your podcast and you're not sure how, I have the perfect thing for you. You can download my free podcast cheat sheet, which you can download at askpat.com/podcast-cheat-sheet. One more time, and those are just all one words, no spaces, dashes, or anything. AskPat.com/podcast-cheat-sheet. Go ahead and check it out now. All right, now let's get to the conversation with Kara. Here she is. Hey, Kara, welcome to Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Can you take a quick minute to tell myself and everybody else listening right now who you are and what you do?
Sure. I am a runner. I wasn't always a runner. I started, just like everyone else, it's kind of a walk to run, kind of, you know, I'd walk a little bit and mm-hmm. I'd run a little bit. Then I'd run a little more and walk a little less. And then I was, you know, just running from there. So then I set a small goal for myself, which was to run my first 5K. And then I turned that into a larger goal, which was to run my first half marathon. And then a larger goal, which was my first full marathon. And then into even a bigger goal, which is to run ultra marathons. So that's what I do now. And I found during my running journey, connecting with a lot of people who are saying, oh, wow, that's really great. I wish I could do what you're doing. And my response would be, well, you can, you know, let me show you how. So that's how I kind of got started on this journey to run coaching. So the name of my company is called This Run Life. And our motto is that we want to make running a part of your life. And my coaching philosophy is train with your heart and the body and the mind will follow.
That's amazing. Where can I find This Run Life online?
Exactly there. at This Run Life. That's my Instagram. Mm-hmm. That is also my Twitter, also my Tumblr.
I like it. So you got the branding down. That's great. Tell me really quick, what is an ultra marathon? Because I know I've run half marathons. That's really hard. I can't imagine going twice that. And here you are going even more than that. What is an ultra marathon exactly?
They're all hard. technically, an ultra marathon is anything that's more than 26.2 miles. So that might include a 50K, which is about 30.6 miles, or maybe a 50 miler. That's my chosen distance. Mm-hmm. Or even, you know, above and beyond that, you could do a 100 miler. You could also do a 200 miler. That's the new mega distance that people are into.
That's insane. Have you done the 200 one yet?
I have not. Maybe one day. you never say never.
Right, right. And before we get into to helping you out, I'm just so curious about this. Your favorite race, what was it?
My favorite race is always the Baltimore Women's Classic. Mm-hmm. It's a 5K in Baltimore, and I love it because it's local. It's a lot of girl power. It's a lot of energy. I train a lot of runners for that race, so normally that's my largest training group. I'll have anywhere between 50 and 60 ladies, a lot of them beginners, who run that race. And it's very emotional for a lot of people. They show up on the first day of training. And we train for 6 weeks, and just the transition and transformation in that 6 weeks from the day I meet these wonderful ladies to the day that they finish and get their first medal, you know, there's a lot of hugs, there's a lot of high fives, there's a lot of tears. So that's always my favorite. And that's something I can share with my mom as well.
I love that. That's amazing. And great job. I mean, you're changing lives, you're helping people become healthy, and it sounds like you're having a lot of fun doing it. So with This Run Life, what's on your mind? How can I help you?
Well, I have three components to my business. One is an online component, and that one is where people will buy the training plan only for me, or they'll do online coaching for a monthly fee. There's also an in-person component where I provide the plan, and then I meet people for in-person workouts. And there's a contractual component where I partner with local businesses to provide crew trainings or maybe lead a warm-up at a fitness event. Mm-hmm. So what I'm struggling with is the conversion rate, getting people off of the couch, getting them from the contemplation phase to the preparation phase to the action phase. You know, I really want to get them up, get them moving, and keep them moving, improve my conversion rate, and then work on getting a better retention rate and eventually transforming this passion into a full-time enterprise.
If I were to ask you what keeps a runner running, what would you say?
That is a good question. I think motivation just comes from different places. I think, you know, if you are someone that your motivation comes within, that will keep you going. But as far as what will keep you going with me, that's what I like to figure out.
Yeah. Well, that's great. It sounds like we're just trying to figure out how to put the pieces here. And conversion is a great word to use because there are a number of people who want to run, right? Like, you know that. They're on the couch and they want to run. And there's a conversion from, okay, let's get them just excited about it. And then there's a conversion of the people who are excited about it. How many are actually going to prepare? And there's a conversion at how many people are going to prepare and then actually like do the thing. So I think there's different moments of conversions. And I think it really starts with, and this is why I started with that question about motivation. It's like, what needs to happen at the very start? They're on the couch. They have an idea that they need to do this. What has worked in your experience as a coach to help a person just understand that they need to get up?
I think what helps is just being the cheerleader. Just, I know that you can do it, and help to kind of erase doubt from people's mind, because whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. But I want you to think that you can, right. And I want to help you get there and put those pieces together. Really, I think it's just showing up. You know, we might have a day where we just don't feel like going somewhere or doing something. We might not feel like, you know, going to the gym, but once our clothes are on, you know, we're like, oh, we might as well go to the gym. I'm only going to stay for 5 minutes. Okay, once I've done that 5 minutes, now I'm feeling really good. Maybe I'll do 10. You know, before you know it, you've done your whole workout. So I think really it's just taking that first step.
You know, you're absolutely right. I read a book recently called Atomic Habits by a good friend of mine. His name's James Clear. And in it, he talks about the idea of, you know, if you want to start a running habit, you kind of have to find that first micro habit that starts that whole process. And he has like this thing where you go, okay, well, if you're gonna run tomorrow, like here's what you do tonight. You just get your shoes and you put them right on the side of your bed. Because when you wake up, there they are. You don't have to go find them. It's like right already there for you. And then your challenge is, okay, I'm not going to run a 5K. Your challenge is, okay, can every morning I put on my running shoes? Because the whole idea is like, just make it simple, right? Like you were saying, those first steps. Mm-hmm. And the first steps is just to put on your shoes. So I love that, because if you have your shoes on, you might as well go run, right? And I think that like just starting that process, he even says like, if you want to go to the gym, just try to challenge yourself to spend 5 minutes at the gym every day. Just 5 minutes, like get up, walk in, and you can walk out. But nobody walks out. If they're there, they're already going to keep staying there and do the thing. So it's great that we're honing in on this, because I think the most important thing for conversions at the start is, what is that easiest, simplest, just minute little thing that they could do to kind of get them started? And I don't know if you've ever done a challenge before, but this is something that has come up on AskPat a few times. But, you know, there's these cool things like when there are amazing coaches like yourself, you have that cheerleading aspect, which, like you said, is so important. And the hard thing is, how do you be a cheerleader for like all these individuals who are in different places at different times? And that's why things like challenges are pretty cool, because you can have like a specific date, like, all right, everybody who's on the couch, we're going to have a challenge on this date. And our challenge is for the first, you know, for 3 days straight, the first thing we do when we wake up is we're going to put on our shoes or whatever fun thing you want to do to start off, you know, and just like go out and run however long you want to do. The goal is not to go run a certain distance. The goal is just to put on your shoes and get outside. That's the only goal we have. And that could be really interesting, because what happens with these challenges is it's like an event. People are like, okay, it's only 3 days. I can manage 3 days. And hey, come on, friends, let's do this with Kara. She's kind of rallying all of us, and we'll be each other's cheerleaders. We'll hold each other accountable. And I think that's where people on the couch kind of get stuck, is they don't have a couch partner who's also as motivated. Sometimes they have a couch partner, but they're not as motivated. And I think you could be that person to create something simple that people can do to kind of start that sequence for them. What are your thoughts on something like that?
That sounds great. Yeah, I've seen running challenges, but I've seen the ones that are a little bit more intense, like 1,000 miles in a month. That number seems I can see how that number would seem daunting to some people, but you know, anybody can put on their shoes, you know. So if you know, for 3 days straight, you know, first we're going to put on our shoes. Great, you've done that. Now we're going to go outside, and now we're going to take a couple of steps. Mm-hmm. And we're going to run for 5 minutes, you know, and then tomorrow we're going to run for 10 minutes. That does seem very, very simple and very doable, and just seems like that would be the appropriate first step to just get people out. I really just want you to show up.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny about that, too, is like what's really cool is oftentimes with these challenges, you can have like a Facebook group that people can join just for the challenge, where people can sort of share their wins. Like, okay, before you step outside, take a picture of your shoes and share it in the group. You know what I mean? So that people are going to, and it's really easy to do that now. Everybody has a phone, right? So, you know, it's like, hey, here are my shoes. And you start seeing people with the shoes. And if you don't have your shoes on and you've signed up for the challenge, you're like, oh, wow, look at all these people who have stepped up and put on their shoes and are walking outside now. Like, I should do that too, because you know, we humans, we want to be with the pack, right? There's safety in numbers. And I think that it's like, you know, the more we can encourage each other to do things, the better it will be. The other thing I was thinking about, just kind of jamming and brainstorming with you here, I'm getting really excited about this, by the way, is, you know, on our devices now, you know, there's a way that our phones can keep track of like how many steps we take, right? And so, like you said, there's these like 1,000 mile challenges. Well, why not like a 1,000 steps challenge or something? And you can just go, hey guys, you know, take a screenshot of your steps when you hit 5,000 steps today, and we're gonna do this for 3 days straight. And by the end, you know, you'll feel a lot better, I promise you. And you know, just again, something small, simple, already available would be the easiest thing to kind of start that first conversion point.
Okay.
How's great. What are you thinking?
This stuff, that's all good stuff. I'm writing feverishly.
Oh, good.
And I have a lot of great notes.
That's great. And again, it's just making it simple, and you being that person who kind of facilitates this, And the cool thing about this is I have a couple friends, Jada and Jen. They started a company called Simple Green Smoothies. Jada's no longer there. She sold her share of the company. But to grow their following, so they help people be healthy by teaching them how to make green smoothies, right? And so they did a quarterly, so once per quarter, 30-day green smoothie challenge where she would send them recipes every 30 days straight for free, completely free to join. And you do the recipes and you drink the juice and you feel good and you share the picture in the group and then everybody rallies with each other and invites each other along. And they were able to grow their Instagram to over 400,000 followers primarily by using this challenge strategy. So, you know, part of the challenge aspect would be to go okay, sign up for the challenge. Step one, you know, email here. Step two, follow me on Instagram here. And then step three, join the Facebook group. And that's like so simple. Everybody knows how to do that. But you're also growing your Instagram, and your Instagram people can tag each other and like, hey, we're starting the challenge on this day, getting people excited. And the cool thing about like their challenge that I love is like, you know, the big objection that people have, which is what you have to think about. It's like, okay, what's going to go through a person's head when they're like, ugh, I don't want to do this. And with them, it was, ugh, green smoothies are gross. But what they did was they made their very first recipe their favorite recipe, the best one, the one that was like the best tasting one, so that immediately people would go, holy moly, like these things aren't as bad as I thought. Like, I'm so pumped up. Let's keep going. So I'm wondering if there is a way for you to kind of, I mean, probably even just thinking out loud what the objections are that people have and then just kind of really just addressing those up front and going, here, no, this is why this is okay. I don't know if you have any thoughts on perhaps what some of the common objections might be to something like this, so we can jam on, okay, how can we counter that? Because it's really important to think about that. I think this is an exercise in selling, and although you're not, quote, selling anything with this challenge or whatever this thing is you call, you are selling the idea of it, and that's really important to understand what the objections are to do that. So what are the most common objections that people have to even getting up?
Oh, the number one is, I don't have time. That's the number one, I think, is I don't have time. I hear that a lot.
That's great to know that.
I wish I could, but I don't have time.
So how might you position this challenge to counter the fact that they are saying they don't have time?
Well, I think that the biggest gift that you can give yourself is time. How could you not give yourself that? You can't give yourself 10 minutes. You know, I think, you know, we give ourselves gifts every day. You know, in small forms, you might go outside and look at the sun. That's a gift. 10 minutes towards, you know, your well-being and maybe your health and happiness. You have time. People make time for things that they want and for things that are important to them. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that someone says, I don't have time. Yeah, I would say, you know, time is a gift that you give yourself. And you deserve that gift.
I love that. If you had something on the, I don't know, challenge page or you in your on your Instagram message about this challenge, like, that comes from the heart. I can tell that you really care about people. And I think that if you share that message to allow people to give themselves the gift of time, that would be great. Now, there, you said something in there that really stood out to me that made me feel really good that I don't even know if you caught, but you said, you know, we can all give ourselves 10 minutes. And that, I think, is really key, because if you said, okay, guys, we're going to do this challenge, it's going to take an hour every day, like, in that case, it's like, okay, well, I could find an hour, but I mean, everybody's super busy and they may actually not have an hour, but they do have 10 minutes. And it seems like, you know, that that's might be the only amount of time they need just to get started and start feeling good. So what if the challenge was, I mean, this was your idea, like 10 minutes a day, you know, or, you know, how many seconds is that? I don't know if that, no, maybe not second. Was that 600 second challenge? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to position it so it's like, you know what, like that sounds so like that's it. That's all I need to do. So right. I think you're on the right track. However you want to position it, but that's so great because then you can actually build the challenge around that. No, see, it doesn't take that much time at all, and just kind of take that objection head on. That's so great.
Okay.
So okay, let's say you get people to do this challenge. Let's just kind of think ahead a little bit. They do the challenge. However many days, 3 days, 10 minutes each day, they're loving it. They're like, wow, I didn't know what it looked like outside in the morning kind of thing. You know, I'm always stuck at home and I never took some time for myself. Kara, like, what are my next steps? Where do I go from here? How can I get more help from you? What's the next non-scary thing you could offer me at that point?
I think the next non-scary thing I could offer would be a 5K training, because then you're 10 minutes you've done.
Yeah.
Now, if you can do 10, imagine what you can do in 20. And the first day of my 5K training is 20 minutes. So if you felt this great in 10 minutes, you're going to feel twice as great in 20.
And when people consider like a 5K and you go, mm-hmm. well, you know, that's 3.1 miles. What would you say is the objection that people have with that? I think this is the next logical step, right? And we've heard these programs called Couch to 5K and all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think you're on the right track, but I'm just doing that exercise with you about the objections again. You tell me that a 5K is my next step. I'm like, ooh, okay. What are the objections that are usually met at that point?
I think that just like you said, it's 3.1 miles. So let's not think about it like it's 3.1 miles. What would have you think about this in a different way? How can I make 3.1 miles seem less scary? Because there's only two emotions, really, fear and love.
Yep.
You're scared of the 3.1 miles. I want you to be scared of it. It's nothing to be scared of. I want you to love it. So what can I get for you? What is it going to take for you to love that 3.1 miles? And I find that when I'm training people 4 or 5K, I keep time. They don't know how much time has passed. It's my job. I keep time. And you'd be very surprised at how many people, I can't do, 3 miles. And normally, you know, if someone is coming to me with, you know, at least 5 minutes, you know, they can walk or jog. Normally by the end of week five, they're doing it. People say, I can't. What you just did, you just didn't know. I tricked you because we were talking and we were having a good time and you saw, you know, the birds and the trees and you were distracted. So I think that's it. I might not even say that. Maybe I would just frame it and just meet me for 15.
Yeah.
And then meet me for 20. And then I'm keeping time.
That's great. I think you're on the right track. And I just, you're thinking about all the right things. So as you progress into your offerings and think about these conversions happen when people know that this is something that they are able to do, right? We never sort of buy anything knowing we're going to fail. We buy things because we know there's a chance and that we can do it and that it's something we care about. And you've expressed the idea of love, which I think should be central always in your message. I love that. And I think the other part of this that I don't know if it enters into your messaging at all, but it's the idea that, you know, you're not just running for yourself. You're running for the loved ones who want you to live a long, prosperous life. You're running for pride. You're running for being an example to other people in your life. And I don't know if that sort of enters its way into your messaging as well, but that's something that I think for the programs that I think about when it comes to health, it's like my health is important, yes, because I want to feel good, but I also know that like if I'm just slouching on the couch all day eating chips, guess what my kids are going to do when they grow up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. Sometimes I like to tell people to find your why. So maybe even a why challenge, like find your why. And
that's great.
It.
That's a great idea. Tell me more about that.
Find your why. What's your why? Why are you doing this? When things get hard, remember your why. Why are you here? And why are you doing this? So, you know, I think intention setting is very important. And I think it's also important to kind of keep your eyes on your own paper. Comparison is a thief of joy sometimes. So find your why. Yes, this person is doing this, but you're keeping your eyes on your own paper. What's your why? Your why is different than hers, than his, than everyone else's. So I think just remembering why you started that. And every day is not going to be easy, but that why doesn't change. That why is still there. And what are you going to do to achieve that why? So I like maybe a why challenge.
That's super cool. And that's something anybody can take a few moments to think about why they want to do something, right? Do you have stories of successful clients that you could perhaps share that would kind of uncover that person's why and inspire others to think about their why as well?
I do.
I'll definitely look to highlight those as well, because some amazing things happen. And I'm teaching this to a lot of my podcasting students now when they invite their podcast, when they invite their clients and their customers on their show to talk about their story and how, you know, they've got through something that, you know, you've been able to help them with. Imagine one of your success stories being shared and a person listening or reading or watching that and just being inspired, because they're like, wow, they seemed to have the same struggles I did, but we have the same why. Like, I have to do this. And, you know, you start to see like micro mentors in your community for new people who are coming on. I love that idea of sort of a why challenge to start, or, you know, that's again, that might be the first step before the sort of like 10-minute thing that we were talking about earlier, actually.
Okay. I like that.
I like that a lot too.
Yeah, that would be, so if we're talking about the five stages of change, then you know, the why is the contemplation phase.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. And then a step two, which is the preparation phase.
Yep.
So maybe a challenge in there. And then that action phase is going to be that 10 minutes or...
Oh, there you go.
100 steps.
Made it seem a lot less scary when you position it that way. Because action, when I'm thinking of like you telling somebody on the couch to take action, it's like, all right, you want me to run a 5K like right now? And no, it's like, let's start small. And then maybe the sort of second action, like you said, would be, okay, after you get your 10 minutes in for 3 days, you've proven to yourself that you have time, which means you have the time to train for a big goal that we're going to set, which is a 5K. And here's why this is important and all those kinds of things. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Oh my gosh, so many ideas. Thank you so much.
Good. Yeah, you're welcome. Go ahead.
No, I'm very clear and I've got so many ideas. I cannot wait to implement these and just, you know, put these all on my big whiteboard, kind of map these out. But I think this is a lot of ideas and a lot of activity. You know, how could you not convert after you've told me why and then you've gotten ready?
Yeah.
You know, and you did your 10 minutes.
I mean, you're asking. Yeah, exactly. So everybody has to follow This Run Life on Instagram right now and thisrunlife.com. Check out what Kara's doing. And I'm just super stoked to see where you end up, Kara, with all this. Do you mind if we... perhaps reach back out to you in a few months to see how things are going and maybe do a catch-up episode?
Please. I hope maybe we'll be on our maybe 500th challenge by then.
Ooh.
That would be awesome.
That would be great. Yeah, we'll talk about it. One more time, Kara, This Run Life, any words of inspiration for just the people in the audience right now who are on the couch who want to get up and just start running?
I would say, you know, again, train with your heart and the body and the mind will follow.
Love that. Thank you so much, Kara. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that coaching call with Kara. Kara, keep doing what you're doing because you are amazing. This Run Life on Instagram and thisrunlife.com for all she's got going on. And hey, she might help you get off the couch and start running or get off the 5Ks and start doing marathons and stuff. I've done my own fair share of half marathons and they aren't easy. And I did have a coach myself and Kara might be perfect for you. So go ahead and check her out, This Run Life. And if you want to get coaching just like Kara did, make sure to check out askpat.com. Find the application button right there on that page and submit your question, because I always love getting new questions. Now, I can't possibly answer everybody here on Ask Pat, but truth is I'm not going to answer you unless you try. So askpat.com, fill out that application button. And also that application button. I don't know why I said it like that. And also you could see the other shows that were in the archive as well. And make sure you head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave a review. That's always very helpful. I read those every time they come in. Thank you in advance for that. And finally, like I said earlier, if you want to start a podcast of your own, download my free podcast cheat sheet, which you can get at askpat.com/podcast-cheat-sheet. One more time, all one word, no dashes, no spaces, askpat.com/podcast-cheat-sheet. Go ahead and check it out. You're amazing. Thanks so much. And make sure you hit subscribe so you can get next week's episode delivered straight to you and your device. And until then, Team Flynn for the win. Cheers. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.